This is AFN Pacific Radio Report. I'm Marine Corporal Devin Pomachan. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson marked his first overseas visit to Japan, meeting Japan's Minister for Foreign Affairs. Air Force Staff Sergeant Mariko Frazee reports from Tokyo with more.
In a sentiment that echoed that of Secretary Mattis last month, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson affirmed that choosing Japan for his first trip since becoming Secretary showed commitment to the U.S.-Japan alliance.
Obviously, the travel to the region, this being my first stop, I think does underscore the importance that the United States places on the Japanese-U.S. relationship, but also the importance of the Asia-Pacific region to the United States.
It truly is a pleasure to be here in Japan. Tokyo, on my first trip and into Asia, and as Secretary of State, I think it does underscore the importance of America's relationship with Japan. I'm pleased to have already had two important meetings and productive discussions with Foreign Minister Kishida, one in Bonn, the other in Washington, and I look forward to meeting with Prime Minister Abe later.
During a joint press conference, Secretary Tillerson also discussed the U.S.'s commitment to the trilateral alliance among the U.S., Japan, and Republic of Korea, the need for a rules-based order, and challenges due to the escalating threat from North Korea.
We will work with Japan on shared regional and global objectives, including strong security cooperation within the U.S.-Japan alliance, affirming a rules-based approach to maritime governance, and deepening American, Japanese, and South Korean trilateral cooperation in the face of North Korea's dangerous and unlawful nuclear and ballistic missile programs. Our long-standing alliance is devoted to peace, prosperity, and freedom in the Asia-Pacific region.
The Secretary continues on to South Korea and China as part of his tour in Asia. This has been your AFN Pacific Radio Report. Thanks for listening.